Lesson 21. Looking forth for the great day of the Lord to come. Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide. Reading Assignment. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 9 through 29. Section 34, verses 5 through 12. Section 45, verses 16 through 75. Section 88, verses 86 through 99. Section 101, verses 22 through 34. Section 133. The Doctrine and Covenants provides a wealth of information about the Second Coming, the events that will precede it, and the 1,000 years of peace that will begin when the Savior comes again. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 9 through 11, Section 34, verses 7 through 12, Section 45, verses 44 through 54, Section 49, verses 6 through 7, and Section 133, verses 46 through 53. What do these passages teach about the Savior's Second Coming? The Savior's Second Coming will usher in the 1,000-year period called the Millennium. What will life on earth be like during the Millennium? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 58 through 59, and Section 101, verses 23 through 34. How can this knowledge about the Millennium be a blessing in your life now? What can you do in your life now to prepare for the Second Coming? Refer to the following scripture chain. Scripture chain, preparing for the Second Coming. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 27, verses 15 through 18. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 43, verses 20 through 23. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 32, 35, and 56 through 57. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 101, verses 22 through 23. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 133, verses 4 through 5, and verse 11. End of Lesson 21, Looking Forth for the Great Day of the Lord to Come, from Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide.